Welcome to the Business Success Network podcast with me, Stacey Calder, helping you to grow yourself and grow your business with tools, tips and techniques. Well, do we have a treat for you on the Business Success Network podcast today? I am Stacey Calder and I am delighted to have the expert that is Gary Jones with me. Hi, Gary.
Hey, Stacey. How are you doing? You all right?
Yeah. Now, we've just been saying this is a very strange one today because you are Business Success Network podcasting expert. So you're always around when I do my podcasts anyway. You're like my little technical voice of reason, if you like, in the background. It keeps me on the straight and narrow. So I'm not sure who's going to do that today because you are my guest. So
You're going to ace it. And just to let you know what I kind of do normally on these kind of podcasts is literally start it, allow Stacey and then the guest to kind of blow and do their stuff. And then, yeah, just pop up and go, great stuff. And then I disappear into the studio and mix it all together, and then you hear the final podcast. So I still do exactly the same. I'm just talking about podcasting today, which is great.
Your responsibility is that lovely jingly music that we hear.
Damn straight.
And keeping me on track, because I will waffle otherwise.
That's fine.
About you today, Gary. So tell us a bit about your business and how you came to be in business, because we've known each other for God, quite a few years now. I remember when you were suited and booted and an employee, let's say. So it's been a long journey, I reckon. Not that it feels so long.
No, it doesn't, but it's probably been about 5-6 years. So my name's Gary. I run Grow Marketing Media, and in a nutshell, we help people curate and create marketing assets for their companies and their businesses, such as videos, podcasts, blogs, newsletters. We create the stuff that then helps them communicate their message to their audiences, whether that's online, on social media, on marketing, or in print, as in catalogs, brochures, and that kind of stuff, which we've been doing last year. So my kind of journey really started when I was about 15 or 16, fell into retail, because that was one of the only things that I thought, you know what, didn't want to go to university. Where can I do? What can I go to? So I started working at different retailers and went from one retail job to another retail job. And that ended up with me working in Oxford at the time with a national jewellers. And I worked out how many hours I was wasting commuting. And actually, I didn't like that. So that journey then took me to a business development role in Leamington Spa, which is when we first met. So I was the
Twitter
manager.
Has a lot to answer for.
It has. So I started off at Titan Storage Solutions in Leamington Spa, which is a storage facility, really, really cool, and still customer of those people now. But at the same time, I set up Leamington Hour, which was an online networking hour designed that we all meet on a Wednesday between 4 and 5 o'clock, and we all chat on Twitter. That's a simple premise, and that's still going to this date. I then decided, actually, I want to take that step further and I want to start meeting face-to-face with people. So we started holding networking meetings, which I think you went to the second or third one of those. It was quite early on. And they used to become a monthly event. I then started doing live streaming and covering social media for different businesses at different events. Also started my podcasting journey. So I was always a fan of podcasting up until that point. I worked out it was probably about 12 years since I first listened to my first podcast.
Wow.
So I was listening to podcasts well before a lot of people even knew about it. Mm. I didn't realize that. I was into triathlon and I thought, you know what, I like to learn information. Where can I find information? iTunes was there. Podcast was on iTunes. Dropped it. You know, it was simple for me. But I decided, well, why don't I have my own podcast for Leamington Hour? So I started podcasting for Leamington Hour 4 or 5 years ago. And the rest is kind of history. Because after a couple of years of doing that, I thought, you know what, I enjoy that more than my day job. Let's do that all the time. So I made the switch, and for the last 3.5 years, I've been working for myself and basically generating content for my clients, and I love it.
Now let's just take you back to that switch for a moment, because I remember this really well, and I remember sitting in a local cafe with you where we were having a bit of a, I won't say a coaching session, but we were having a bit of a brainstorm and a bit of a brain dump, and just over a coffee really. And I remember you, and you looked frustrated. You know, you were, you could see you didn't want, don't get me wrong, nothing wrong with a day job, as you said, but you didn't want to do it. There was more to your way of thinking than just that day job. And I remember you saying, give me 12 months, Stace. Just give me 12 months and I'm out. And I remember saying to you, you'll do it in 6.
So that was in the October of whichever year it was. Then fast forward to December, I pretty much made my mind up I was going. I was forming an exit plan at that point. By the end of January, it was in place. And I left in the April. So I gave him plenty of notice. At that time, it was a case of,
you could just trying to figure it out. I mean, that's not me trying to be clever or cocky. It's just me saying that I could see it in your face, and you were ready to go, and you were ready to go and explore what you wanted to do. And, you know, there was no way you were going to stick around for 12 months with a boss that wanted to not tell you what to do, but, you know, they've got their business goals and they wanted you to work to that. And I could just see it. You were such an entrepreneur that you didn't want to do that. You wanted to get out and do your own plans and stuff. So, it would be very hard for you to have continued in that for 12 months.
It would have done. And that process took probably 12 to 16 months from the first moment I thought, oh, could I do it, to how could I do it? And you go through the different stages. Yeah. And it's what I call the four, well, I'm not going to use the F word, but it's the four stages. First of all, actually, what am I going to do? How am I going to do it? And then suddenly I've done it. And then the last one, I've got to make it work. You know, there's no choice. I've got to make it work.
You could have put the F word into every single one of those. I was waiting for you to drop it.
When I first went self-employed, a year after I went self-employed, I actually did a talk in different networking events about the four Fs. And there were the four, and it was those four stages. And I went into a little bit more detail in those, but it's so, so true. But I don't think I'm alone in that. I think a lot of people kind of work for different people and have kind of, they call it side hustles now, but basically interests outside of work, which they love doing. And there's nothing wrong with that. But it's when that kind of conflicts with your day job or where you want to go or your passion and you want more. That's when it becomes an issue for some. Yes. But it's I wasn't ready 12 months before that to do it. I wasn't even ready in summer before that to do it. And I wasn't going to say it was an easy decision. It wasn't, but I had to do it for myself. And it was good, and it was probably the best decision that I've made.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I've seen you speak at numerous events, numerous occasions, not just on this, but your business journey as a whole. I think so many people can relate to it, because at one point or another, every business owner has, well, most business owners, I would say, have been in an employed role, wanted to get out, and took those steps. And it is a giant leap. I mean, I've been there myself, very much a similar background to you in first of all, catering management, and then moved for an easier life into retail management, which that's just not happening.
Yeah, exactly.
But okay, slightly differently, had children and decided I didn't want to do commuting and all that stuff as well. So I completely relate, and I think most people will, to every word that you say there.
But can I just point out that it's not for everyone? Some people like employed roles, and actually some people who are self-employed want to get back into it. And those decisions are completely just and completely fine, because, it's one of those things where actually I love being in control of what I do on a day-to-day basis. And actually, when you say to people who are self-employed, and then the follow-up question is, you haven't got a boss then. Well, actually I have, because I've got 15 clients that I'm accountable to, instead of just one person, and that and people don't sometimes don't realize this, you're accountable to your customers, just like an employee would be accountable to their directors or their shareholders. So it's the same principle, it's just...
And it can be really hard to be self-motivating as well, can't it? You know, yeah. There are people out there that just wake up in the morning and go, right, let's get on with it, and they don't need much motivation. And there are others actually that work better with a boss because they need that push, that motivation, those those steps. And it's not a bad thing, you know, it's absolutely not. I've actually had sessions with clients where I've said, do you know what? I think actually that role within that workplace would actually do you really well, whether it's as a part-time option while they're building their business or whether it's them going back into work.
And I've had similar conversations with mine, and it's that realization that actually there's not a one-size-fits-all approach to everything. You've got to deal with the situation at that particular time. And sometimes going for a employed role rather than self-employed role is the best option, for sure, definitely. Especially if it is in the early stages of your business, trying to kind of balance the two. You know, when part of my exit plan for going for self-employed was taking a job with Deliveroo. So I was delivering food.
I'm so glad you mentioned this. When you just said about balancing, I was just imagining you on your delivery bike.
The thing is, so I finished in the April. It was the 28th of April, and I can remember that first day because I did 2 one-to-ones in the morning with different people. And then I got on my bike and I delivered food for 4 hours, and it was 4 hours of pure cycling. But for me, it was great because it meant I could balance client work or building it up with a wage, albeit a small one, but it was a wage. So I had a plan. If I didn't have that, then I wouldn't have had anything, because I went from earning a nice salary to nothing. No, tell a lie, I had one customer at 100 quid a month. You know, it was nothing. Yeah. Deliveroo gave me the opportunity to do that. And luckily, I say luckily, I don't think it was luck. I think it was just patience and planning. But by September, I had stopped doing Deliveroo because I had enough social media clients to take me through there. And from that date on, it's always been social media for me. I haven't had any kind of support from any other employment. But again, that was my journey. That might not be right for some.
But like I say, that's the key thing, isn't it? Is everyone's journey is different, but there are certain elements to those journeys that are either very familiar or very similar that I think a lot of people go through. So thank you
for
that journey, Gary.
That's okay.
Where are we now? Let's bring us up to date. What's been and I always ask this, but what's been your business successes? And even what is business success to you? Because it's something different for everyone, isn't it?
Very true. So my business success isn't in terms of monetary value. It's about helping people and building community around me. So for me, my business success is, first of all, building a strong community. That's number one. And I've got strong communities in loads of different places. I've networked for about 4 years or so. You're going to hear the dog in the background. I do apologise for that. But hey, we're keeping it real.
We can interview him. It's fine.
That's it. So I've been doing networking. So I've built some lovely networks locally in Leamington and Warwick and Stratford and surrounding areas, but also known nationally as well. And building those networks is really good. And we've got the Grow community, we've got the Grow in the Circle, where I help businesses on a day-to-day basis, as well as my personal clients. So building community for me is the area of success that I believe, that motivates me. It really does.
It's brilliant. I love it. We are so on the same wavelength sometimes. It's, you know, we talk a lot about building communities and online networking and offline networking and all that kind of thing. It does make me worry sometimes that we're just going to merge into the same person.
No, you've got hair. I haven't. It's not going to work. But
your head's upside down. Yes, I know.
This is true. But I would say, in terms of kind of my business success at the moment, podcasting is where it's really taken off, especially in 2020. Remember, my journey started with podcasting 10 or 12 years ago, and I was the only person who I knew who listened to podcasts at that time. When I launched it 4 or 5 years ago, I was one of the only couple of people who I knew who had a podcast. Mm. Now launching it again last year, so in 2019, I'm really focused on 2020. The appetite to become a guest on a podcast has raised up. People are aware of it. They're listening to it now. And they're where most people in the States were, I hate to say it, probably 4 or 5 years ago. But in numbers, the States have got 98 million people listening to podcasts.
Wow.
All, you know, on a weekly basis. Okay, you've got to think of the economy as a scale here. Yeah. But there's only 2 million in the UK. You know, and actually that's a big difference, even if you get the size of the countries. Massive difference in numbers. So the actual people taking up on podcasts and people wanting to get on podcasts and people listening to podcasts means that actually now is the time for any business to get on it.
And I don't know if it's because I'm surrounded by that environment. You know, I've got yourself as our podcasting expert. There are a couple of other people within my network that do things with podcasts and stuff like that. In fact, I'm going to have another guy on, Fergus, who does his
brilliant
connecting of podcasts, which is great. And
yes,
you know, it kind of goes hand in hand with all the stuff that you talk about. But yeah, they're just, like I say, I don't know if it's because that's the arena that I'm in at the moment, or whether there seems to be this massive surge in people wanting to do podcasts, setting up their own and just creating their content for it. And I think you're a big part of that, Gary.
Oh, thank you. And I think, to be fair, I know Fergus, he's been on my podcast, and we bounce off each other quite a lot, because he's the person who you go to get on shows, and he's the person who can grow your show by passing it on to different people, and he is the connector. It's quite funny, because merge him and me together and you've got the ideal plan podcaster. He's great. That's it. And he's been on my podcast. And, you know, without him, I wouldn't have had my first American Canadian guests on the Grow Show. So to be fair, absolutely golden. But again, he's been doing it for about 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
He kind of got into it roughly the same kind of time as what I did. And he's gone down a different avenue, which is great. And we collaborate. And that's the whole point of podcasting. And as you said about the community side of it, it is very much a small community still. Very much a small community. However, it's grown and grown and grown. And I much prefer to be part of a community when it starts and in the infancy rather than at the end.
Absolutely. And you are definitely part of that. I think, like you say, you're just the background that you've been looking at podcasts for the last 12 years. And then you mentioned Fergus for the last 5 years. It's something that has been going on with the Business Success Network in the background. You know, I've been on your podcast twice.
Woo! Twice. Yep.
Just to get that in. you know, and I've been doing different podcasts. Even this week, I think I've been on another two. So it's brilliant. Definitely something that